Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm marriage virgin Danny Beard.
And I married a stranger, Ella Morgan.
Ella's filling Billy's shoes with an avalanche of goss.
Danny's getting giddy about Grand Can.
And Ella's got plans for the next 50 Shades of Gay. All coming up.
The Gossip
Gaze. Did I? That was a poem. That was a poem. We never do
You're
that.
You're a poet and you don't even know
it. I don't even know it, Ella. Ella's sitting in for Billy today, so I've got a gorgeous, gorgeous new co-host for one day only. This podcast, guys, as you know, is two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions or hookup horrors and getting all the goss from you, the listener. Anything from secret past lives to homemade porn. Ella, buckle in, baby.
Oh, I will.
Buckle in. If you want to get in touch, don't forget you can share your biggest confessions, dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, you can get in touch by
emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com.
DMing us on Insta at gossipgazepod.
And now you can get in touch with us via WhatsApp, text, voice notes. Just go wild, baby.
Go wild. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. Ella, it's been a week. It's been a week and a half.
I love Billy, but I'm so glad that he's on a cruise sunning it up on his way to Oz, even though you're not going to make it to Oz, baby, because now I get to sit here.
Have you had a fun week? What have you been doing? I mean, we've got the Married at First Sight final, imminent. Are you excited?
Yeah. Well, I obviously know what happens, so part of me is excited. I can't actually believe that I got that far after the whole shit show that happened with me, Nathaniel, and obviously JJ and Bianca.
Are you talking? We'll come to that. Are you talking to Nathaniel now?
I think the long pause probably says it all. Fab. No, do you know what? I want him to have a good life. I hope he's happy. Like, I do wish him well. And I don't want to be one of these bitter girls that, like, seems bothered.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely not bothered. I think watching it back definitely, it made me remember how shit he made me feel and how insecure I was. And I'll never, ever let a guy do that to me ever again or make me feel that way. So it's safe to say that I don't talk to him. I've actually got him blocked.
That's fine.
I blocked him on Instagram, but I didn't block him on WhatsApp just because I'm hoping that one day we can have that olive branch. Because, like, he's pansexual, I'm trans. It could have actually been such a good dynamic, like,
gorgeous
relationship.
Yeah.
And I am just gutted that it didn't work, but I'm glad.
And
that
I think
didn't
if
work.
It had, I mean, we're going to touch more upon this in our Brucey bonus episode, which comes out this Monday coming, because we've got loads of listeners' letters and things to talk about. Sam's brought us some juicy shit today,
girl. Sexy Sam.
So before we've started, let me just tell everyone. I've already been trying to be Rob, producer Lucas's job, and set these two up on a date. But I don't want to piss JJ off.
No, I think JJ will be fine. JJ's not the jealous type.
Wait, so do I get to be in the finale of Married at First Sight now?
Yeah,
do I get to be married in the recoupling?
You get to be in a thruple with JJ and he's fucking hot.
He's so fit, isn't he? Yeah. Sam, you're fit, obviously, as well. He is gorgeous. You know, when he first walked in, at first I was like Danny and Sandy from Greece, because he was wearing this, like, leather and she was this little, like, blonde bombshell. And I was thinking, oh, okay, he's really short. I didn't actually fancy him like that much at the time. And then the more I got to know him, there was that clip where it was like, I said to him, have you got turkey teeth? Because I'm obsessed with teeth. Like, yeah, the faker, the
nice
better.
Teeth.
And he was like, yeah, they're fake. And I was like, don't worry, most of me is too. And then it was like this instant bond. And I thought, okay, this guy is like looking like this type of guy I would go for. And then obviously the spa day happened. Fucking hell, I didn't realise. When I was watching it, like, I didn't know how flirty I was. I am a flirt.
I'm a flirt, though, and I flirt with everyone. It's just natural. Are you a natural flirt, Sam?
I think so. Probably I think not the same extent, like
with yourself,
a low-key flirt, yeah.
You haven't done it with me.
I disagree.
I'm joking.
I'm having a great time. Let's replace Billy.
Oh. Yeah, go on. Well, you need it. No, because then we can be... We've got a trans... We've got gay, and then we've got
Pan?
Sam. I don't really want to talk about that word. That gives me, like,
does
PTSD.
Does it trigger you now when you see someone says I'm pansexual? You're like, red flag, no.
No, so he was the first pansexual guy I'd ever met in my life. So I actually was explaining, they never showed it on my wedding. I had to talk about it to my mum and dad, and it was a shot that never actually made the edit. But I went, oh, so... You know, I've had this conversation with Nathaniel, mum, and I've told him I'm trans, and he's told me he's polyamorous. And they were like, what does that mean? I was like, so they basically date. And the producer tapped me on the shoulder and was like, Ella, he's not. He's pansexual. And I was like, oh, I thought it just began with a P. I was like, I must have got it wrong. I had no idea what it was because I'd never met anyone pansexual before. And I couldn't understand the difference between that and bisexual. But because people think, oh, you know, Ella's trans, she's so open about being trans. People think that I am like... the Bible of knowing everything about like gay and labels and like LGBTQIA plus anything to do with that. But I'm still like learning a lot of things myself. But I think people expect me to know and have the answer for everything. So I was still learning. And I, to be fair, went into it saying I would happily date anyone who's a trans man. As long as they identify as a man, yeah. I didn't care about their sexuality or the gender or anything like that.
I want to put this on pause because I want to get all this tea in our bonus on Monday.
Okay, fine.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
And if you're listening and you're getting into this, I'm sorry. But
we've got
a job to do, guys.
You've got verbal diarrhea.
No. I want the verbal diarrhea. I just want it on Monday.
Okay, fine.
So pop an emodium in till Monday.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah? And we're going to revisit it. But we've also asked you today to bring a bit of a dirty confession. Well, it doesn't have to be a dirty confession.
Yeah.
It just has to be a confession.
Get
Can I just ask you a question about dating in general? Because... I've got friends that feel like they need to, because we saw on the show that when you came out to everyone, and I've obviously heard you on GK Barry's podcast, fabulous show by the way, you did really well, and she's just camp cuckoo and crazy, and I love her. Yeah, same. Talking about when you wanted to come out and you saw comments, why is Ella coming out? People knew anyway, and I completely got why you did it, because you were coming out, it was for you. You wanted to be on a level with all these strangers. Do you feel that you have to do that constantly throughout your life as a trans woman?
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because I'm so used to having to like come out to people, because part of it is because I want to feel safe and comfortable. And I think you never know, because I've had such a mixed bag of reactions from friends of friends, from family, from guys I've been dating. There is never going to be a right time, when it comes to dating, I mean, there's never a right time to tell someone. Because if I've obviously had downstairs done, so I have a lovely, lovely vagina. And
have a lovely, lovely vagina.
Oh, I got loads of shit talking about my vagina on GK Barry because people are like, why is she talking about hanging ham? Like, that's a man's way of talking about a vagina. She's clearly still a man. And I didn't realise how offensive it was. So apologies to anyone if this does make the cut. I am sorry for talking about
vagina. Well, I love what your brother called it, a Hovis loaf. And it was swollen.
I love Ross. This is why I love the game. But yeah, he did say it looked like a beat up jacket potato. This is when I first had it done, not now.
No, I'm not saying it does.
No.
I'm not saying it does now.
It looks very nice now.
Nice to know.
But yeah, I did get a lot of shit because people were like, see, men slag off women's vaginas all the time and she sat there talking about hanging ham.
I've got friends that talk about it like that. Oh, it's a young thing.
Yeah.
We're young. I'm just classifying. How old are you?
29.
Yeah, I'm only 30.
Sam, how old are you?
I'm 27.
He's really young.
Really, you're only 2 years younger than me. When are you 28?
Next June. next year.
You're a Gemini.
Yeah, June
11th. I'm a Gemini. Oh, are you a Gemini?
Yeah, but you're gay, so you can do anything. You can murder someone in my books, and I would still love you. I couldn't give a shit. No, so JJ was a Gemini, and one thing I'm a Capricorn. I don't really get on great with Geminis.
Why yeah, not? Yeah, we're the best.
It's like the two sides.
The split personality. I've
got. Yeah.
They say Gemini. Faced again.
They say, do you have that? Do you have two sides?
Yeah, but not in like a bitchy way.
I do.
Yeah. I think it's normal to have
you're a drag queen, so I do.
I'm about 10 sides. I'm like a fucking dodecahedron. I don't know how many sides I have. Just a shape that I know the name of.
No, I do think everyone's got a few different sides, but I think I've noticed it more because one of my other brothers, I've got three, is a Gemini, and Owen, I love him to bits, but he is literally Jekyll or Hyde. Not so much really? Now he's become a dad, but when we were younger, that made me be like, right, I'm never going to date a Gemini. But JJ was very much, he'd had like two sides, but they were very quiet, and sometimes I couldn't differentiate the difference between, okay, is he pissed off, or is he like in a mood, or is he just really quiet? Like, well, if you watch the show, you'll see. That's the thing that comes up a lot. But yeah, I'm not a fan of some Gemini.
But also, do you not think that's also like personality types? Because I sometimes do this with my boyfriend now where I'm like, are you okay? Are you in a mood? What's going on? I'm very like that. I'm quite attentive and I always just want to make sure whoever I'm with is okay. So,
that's your attachment style.
What's that mean?
Your attachment styles are all about like how you act in a relationship.
And love language.
Often... It's different from that. So love language is all
you're
about...
You're learning more from our Sam than you've learned off any of them experts.
Yeah, my love language is being fisted. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I've never been fisted before. Look at Lucas's face.
Listen,
never been fisted.
If I could, I would, but it just won't happen for me.
No.
It must feel good. People do. If we wouldn't do it, it didn't feel good,
dream.
Right?
You can
One
dream.
Can dream. Anyway.
No thanks. The Willy's enough.
But attachment styles is all about what you require from a partner in terms of how much attention you need. So some people's attachment styles, and it all comes from your childhood. It comes from trauma a lot of the time. So some people who constantly need affirmation, it's actually because they didn't get affirmation enough as a child.
But I did. My mum told me every day she loved me. I think that's the problem. I need telling
daily. Yeah. Your attachment style.
That I'm beautiful. That I'm skinny.
Somebody told her she was hot, fly, sexy, but she's nothing of the sort.
Very that. Listen, we're going to talk loads on maths on Monday, as I've already said. So we'll take a little short break. I think, honestly...
Where the hell did that conversation just come from? Because I'm sure Lucas or you asked me something and then we've gone off right into a tangent.
That's the beauty of podcasting.
Did I even answer the question you asked me?
Don't know. Don't even fucking know what I asked you.
I don't know what the question was.
And even do I. Welcome to the Gossip Gays.
Final thoughts on fisting before we move on?
No. Just obviously lots of lube. Make sure it's consensual because no one wants a sneaky one up there when they don't know it's happening.
Sneaky fist.
We're going to be back after this very short break. But first, do you want to read this? Because I fucking hate it.
Which one? This one?
Oh, this is initiation.
Are you a loyal listener? Yeah, this is initiation. While you do that, I'm going to... Oh, shit, I just knocked the mic. While you do that, I'm going to sit here and vape in the studio because we're not allowed to. But if it's part of the show, what are they going to do? So you read that, babe.
Amen. Okay. Are you a loyal listener to the Gossip Gays? Do you set an alarm on Mondays and Thursdays ready for us to release? Do you laugh out loud whilst on the train or driving to work? Well, why not tell your besties, fellow queens, allies, all about the Gossip Gays? Spread the love by spreading the podcast whilst spreading your legs. Ah, I'm joking. share this episode on WhatsApp now and we'll give you a few moments. And a few minutes to do what? Fish yourself? No, I'm joking.
They're going to listen to me and Billy probably talk about like Virgin or something in the sky.
The Gossip Gays.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Case. So listen, this is what we're doing today. We have got some confessions that Sam has helped pick with our gorgeous producer, Lucas, that our beautiful listeners at home have sent in. And then we're going to go for, what are we calling it now?
It's the Gossip Goddess.
Gossip Goddess. Still not vibing with the names, but we're working it out, guys. Well,
Gossip Queen felt a bit pointed.
Yeah.
It felt a bit homophobic coming from us.
Yeah, just felt a bit like...
Gossip
why?
Goddess felt a bit...
Gossip Goddess. Do you know, I had a guy who used to message me calling me Goddess all the time. Goddess, I want to worship you.
Did he pay? Did he pay
no,
him?
He didn't pay me.
Oh,
I was giving him it
getting
for free.
Jack shit out of it.
Yeah,
then
I know.
Fuck off.
I know. I said at one point, I should be getting fucking a wage here.
You did meet him though, didn't you?
I did meet him, yeah.
Yeah, handing out freebies.
And then it just went tits up and ended up giving him a therapy session. He sat on the end of my bed crying, saying, I think I'm gay. And I was like, okay, but my knob's going soft. I wasn't that blunt. I was really nice. I just gave him a little therapy session. He's like, doesn't matter, I love stuff. And I sent him on his way.
Did you get that a lot? Before you were with your partner, did you get a lot of guys that were like, I'm sure you get asked this a lot, that like... want to be with you intimately when you're in drag?
Yeah, no, and just, for me it's weird
just
because
them on Grindr.
But for me it's weird because that isn't my thing sexually. I don't want to go near a pair of fishnets or heels in, when I'm, you know, in the mood for that. But if, for me it's weird because I've got like this clown face. I know I'm much prettier in drag now than I've ever been. I feel both of your faces just threw me under the bus. Thank you. But I just still find it weird. I've got this white face. I'm very cartoon-like. Well, I think just so unreal. So when someone's like, "Fwah," I'm like, what incident have you had in a Ronald McDonald children's party as a child to want to fuck something with this white face?
Now, that is therapy.
That is therapy.
That's so
what happened to you with the clown that you want to fuck me? I get it if you look like a horror or Tamara Thomas. There's smoke.
Well, yeah. The other week we did have someone wanking off in that clown outfit, so it is this a subculture?
It's a subculture.
It's a subculture.
I wonder if people get off like when they were young and you were like 6 years old, you went to a Ronald McDonald party, and maybe it like was a sexual fetish that
something
from
happened
a young
to
age.
Someone over a 3-nugget Happy Meal, yeah. And now they like me, and I don't know what that is. But let's
well, it's working out for you. So.
I'm going to hear Sam's confessions from the listeners. And then Ella's got an array of confessions.
From my dad, of all people. So I basically texted my family and was like, can you guys give me, because mine are all way too
dirty.
Explicit. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
honestly,
you're talking to someone who used to be a stripper.
Got.
So I've kind of seen
I
it
love
all.
That. Did you enjoy being a stripper?
So I didn't want it coming out on the show because I knew I was going to get backlash from the beginning, the offset for being trans. People not knowing how far along in my transition I was, which is why I made the joke after my speech of being like, and I got the best pussy ever.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with like someone who's trans not having gender reassignment surgery. I just didn't want being like now being like in the public eye, people knowing who I am. I don't want people like doing something to me because I can imagine people like not liking me and then deciding to like punch me in the balls or try and like, like it's not peg. What's the one where you pull down someone's
Keg.
So, like, were you about to say you were worried about getting pegged?
Yeah. Isn't peg when someone touched you?
Yeah, with a dildo.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but not randomly in the street with a stranger. I'd like to know their name first. But yeah, I don't know. I always used to get worried. So I obviously had the surgery and I'm going off on a tangent
do
again.
It, but it's okay. We can do it. We can do what we want on here.
But Yeah, I don't remember.
You were worried about it.
I was worried about people not knowing what I've got down there. And for my safety, I was just like, I kind of want to joke about it and let it be known. I'm not saying having a vagina makes me a woman. And I'm not saying, because I was once at a point in my life where I was still Ella, but I still had, you know, my male genitalia because I was waiting to have it done. But there's a lot of like people that would say you shouldn't be defined by downstairs, which I agree with. 100%. I'm just very open about like downstairs because I feel like if you're not open, A, people aren't educated, and B, people are too scared to ask the question. I do feel like we're in a environment where at the minute people are too scared to say anything, and I don't want people like,
well, either that or they're not, and they just go the complete opposite way and go out of the way to be absolutely offensive and horrendous. And I always say that I think education through entertainment is the best way, and I that's why I loved you from the get-go on Maths, and that's why I've loved seeing, oh god, why have I forgot a name off Big Brother, Hallie. Big Brother. And I just think it's the best way. Who is ringing me? I am trying to work.
Is it the goddess man?
No, he's blocked. I've got a really hot fella now.
Yeah. I agree with you. And like, I feel like the way I do it is different to someone like Munro or Sean Fay or anyone like that. They're incredible at what they do. But I did go onto the show trying to find love and get married. I didn't say I was going to be an advocate or an activist or a role model. That's naturally fallen on my shoulders. And I now want to try and do the best job I can. But I always do feel like I have to explain myself in detail because I'm scared of being cancelled or being told, you shouldn't have said this, you shouldn't have said that, more so by my community. I'm more scared of offending my community than anyone else because I don't want to say the wrong thing. But at the same time,
if it's your experience, it's your experience, that can't be right or wrong.
But,
and also, I think no one can really judge you unless they've sat in your shoes, and that's, and there isn't anyone else that's done that.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
You know, so you can't be judged by people. That's a problem with the left. We're too busy fighting with each other to actually make a fucking change. We're too busy fighting with each other to actually get rid of the Tories and the transphobic legislation and the homophobic legislation and all the stuff around conversion and all the stuff about everything else that's fucking wrong with the fucking world right now, like crumbling fucking schools. But let's not go there. We've still not hit our confessions yet. To actually fucking get anything done. I won't never worry about that. Personally, but I'm not you, and I find it very interesting that a lot of the things always come from safety. And the one thing I'd love someone to listen to this show and hear is I've picked up on a lot of the things you say comes from your safety. And for me, and I hope this doesn't come across rude, but that's sad that we've got someone as outgoing and as confident and as beautiful as you that's putting yourself on a national television, that's your main priority is your safety, because there's no one else on that show that where their main priority will be their safety. So no one can judge you.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No one can judge you because no one's got that fear. And that fear comes from the government and the world that we're living in. Am I telling you how to live your life?
I'm going to get backlash
here. I'm going to get backlash here.
No. I agree with you.
I'm dying to know your confessions. If your chat is anything to go by, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to vape my donut flavored vape juice, and I am going to enjoy this. Not really. No. Sam, what has our beautiful, beautiful friends and family at home? I'm calling people friends and family.
You've upgraded the listeners. They're family
now.
They're
family now. The family.
That is cute. Well, are you ready for the first letter from our family?
Yeah.
So, hi, Danny and Ella. I've been with my partner.
Do they actually write Ella, or have we changed Billy to Ella?
Yeah, Billy's gone now.
No, Billy's been sacked.
He didn't ever make it back from the cruise. love you, Billy. He did a Kate Winslet and Leonardo. Oh, no. No, that's not nice because Leo died.
Yeah, let's hope Billy isn't sinking in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Ella, fucking hell, I've lost it today.
I think quite a few of them died
just
to let everyone know, Billy's still floating in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, on the door or whatever it was.
No, on the fucking boat. It's not sank. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, God. I'm going to get cancelled.
If this episode gets pulled, you know what's happened.
Yeah.
Right, so...
Oh, shit.
Rest in peace, Billy. Joking. We love you, Billy.
Bye. Hi, Danny and Ella. I've been with my partner for now 4 years. He's always been a keen writer, but rarely lets me read any of his stuff. He recently went out one night and left his notebook on the table. I don't know what came over me, but I suddenly felt the urge to read his notebook. Don't know what came over me.
I love this. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've done it. I've already got something I'm going to talk about.
What I found, I was not expecting. There were pages and pages of stories made up of our friends from our friendship group and a few celebrities.
Ooh.
The stories were all X-rated and basically fan fiction of what they might get up to in the bedroom. Some of the stories featured both of us getting involved in scenarios, and some were just raunchy stories of our friends. I put the book down. We couldn't have been that good a read. And haven't mentioned it since. I have a few questions. Is this really weird? Should I say anything to him? Is it wrong? The stories turned me on.
Oh!
From Anon.
Well, I'm glad that you've kept yourself anonymous, because I would have too.
Oh, wait, does Anon mean... I thought that was the name.
No,
anonymous. I just realised
that's Anon.
Anonymous. I didn't know the name was Anon. I was gonna say they're definitely Welsh. Oh my god! I just anonymous.
Yeah.
Fuck.
People don't want to tell us who they are.
Well, they were too busy masturbating.
My beautiful
the
baby boy Anon.
So
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Let's recap slightly.
But we could call our child.
Oh, Anon, sweet.
Are you dating anyone?
Anon.
That's a loaded question.
Oh.
Kind of. It's long distance.
Well,
I go on a date once a month.
Okay.
In France.
God, that's my boyfriend. Sam. Sam's a serial dater. Hello. He's a serial dater.
Dad's trying to warn you off for me now.
No, I'm just not a warn. It's just, listen.
Wait, do you want him to warn
Can
you
we
off
break
me?
The sexual tension up?
No. Oh, good. Okay. Sorry, guys.
I'm going to go and take a cold shower and leave you two in the room. Lucas, let's leave and lower the lights. Let's jump back into this letter, though. First of all, we've got a boyfriend who's read his partner's X-rated stories that about his friends and celebrities, and some of them he gets involved.
Yeah.
What does has anyone got a story similar to this? Because when I was in uni, I read my friend's diary, and it was one of the worst. It's one of the things I regret because it upset them so much.
Wait. Was there anything graphic in that diary, or was it just the fact that you read their diary?
Well, it probably wouldn't be very good of me now to sit on a podcast all these years later and start divulging what's in the diary, considering I just said I felt bad about it. But yeah, I'm joking. I just felt bad because they found out and then was really upset that I'd read it. But like, curiosity killed the cat. And also, would I do it again? Yeah.
How did they find out?
How did they find out?
You must have slipped up.
I can't remember how they found out. Maybe I told them to alleviate my guilt.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
I was in
a
uni.
Sexual,
I'm talking,
was there lots of sexual
there was nothing.
Okay.
I will say now, it wasn't sexual, but I'm just saying, for me to pick someone else's personal thing up and read it, I did feel bad. But I'm very much like, if you invite me to your house, you know, I'll say, I'll make myself a drink. I will open every kitchen cupboard, bitch.
I like the fact you went, I did feel bad. Yeah, I would continue to do it again if the scenario came about.
Well, I would, because I think if you don't want your diary to be read, don't make sure your fucking diary's hidden. That is what I think. But I felt bad in that scenario because I saw the ramifications of my actions and I felt so shit. So right now, what I'm trying to say is the boyfriend doesn't know you've read it and they could be very fucking upset.
Well,
I was just making a very long-winded point, girls, gays and days, okay?
I think this listener's asking the wrong question.
Why?
Like, well, rather than asking, is it weird? Should I say anything? Is it wrong to turn me on? I think you should be asking, how can I profit from this? Because 50 Shades of Grey is actually just a fan fiction of Twilight.
Is it?
And that made 95 million.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fan
Do you not know
of
this?
Twilight.
50 Shades of Grey is just a fan fiction of Twilight. And Twilight is just a fan fiction of My Chemical Romance.
I've never watched
Everything's
Twilight.
Just fan fiction.
I don't. Honestly, if it's vampires and things like that, yeah. It's like, is that an ick for
no,
me?
But
it's a no-go.
The two main characters in 50 Shades of Grey are based on the two main characters in Twilight.
Right.
And then whoever wrote Twilight made 95 million in book sales.
But this is about... We know those characters from Twilight. We don't know Anon's friends.
Well, it depends how good the book is. I'm just saying there's a potential book deal to be made.
And also, I think there is the right question to, is this really weird? Yeah, your friends are in it. What would you do, Ella, if you found a book from your partner and your friends were in it? You'd be...
So if JJ... So basically, if JJ read my diary, if I read his, do you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think the boy would ever keep a diary, but if... Yeah, if he knows... Do you know what? If I read his diary and I found out that he'd written stuff about my friends, I would kick off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be very happy.
I guess it really depends on the context, right? Because if this is this person fantasizing about your friends, there is a lot of questions to be asked.
But then we have all probably been in situations where we fancy, I can say, yeah. I definitely fancied ex-partners or like JJ's friends are good looking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go near them and I don't fantasize about them.
Would you write a fan fiction about them?
I can like string two sentences together, so I doubt I could write a whole like fan fiction book.
And I also think there is something, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for here, but there is something different in thinking, that man is hot to, I'm going to sit and write me sucking him off and putting wax on him. And
I want to know which celebrities are involved in this.
Yeah, because it says fan fiction, so this could be some creepy shit like Ronald McDonald or Mickey Mouse. Can you imagine?
It could be a Danny Bird fan fiction.
Yeah. I'd be more mortified if it was like, and I've been like drawling over Princess Fiona. Can you imagine?
Or yeah, if it was someone minging. You were really nice then by choosing a fake, like a character.
Yeah.
Because I'd have just named a minging celeb, but you're really nice.
Oh, I can if you want me to.
No. No, I'm joking. Let's not go there. Vanessa Phelps has had a hard year. I'm joking. Friends fear she's on the custard.
You read my fan fiction.
Yeah.
I forgot the question I was just about to ask. Have you had, I remember now, have you had any weird fan fiction about you, have you seen? Because Sam, well, we didn't manage to find it, but we've been told by multiple people there's like a fan fiction website where people write stories about me and like maybe all the Drag Race girls. And
that I can imagine.
From the Drag Race fans, maybe not from Married at First Sight fans.
No, I was on there. I've written a thing about you.
You're lying.
Joking, you silly bitch.
My arse dropped out there. I was like...
Yeah, oh, I really fancy Tamara. I want to do bits. No. I have had some creepy DMs. Yeah. But I've actually, weirdly, on my comments on pictures, I've had a lot of like shit, especially with the whole cheating scandal, even though we didn't kiss and it was not cheated because he didn't like Bianca and I didn't like Nathaniel, didn't like me. But in my DMs, I've actually not had many nasty personal things because I've done that blocked thing where you block certain words so people can't give me shit. But I have had a few people being like, I really like the goddess thing. Like, I really want you. I'll send you money and all this thing, like stuff. And I'm thinking,
This is my PayPal. And if £1,000 hits it, we'll carry this combo on.
It's
all right. We love the tangents. Tangents upon tangents. It's what makes this show. This should be called the Gossip Tangent.
This is true.
The tangent game.
I've never kept a diary for this exact reason now. In case somebody finds it on my phone, I'm more worried about someone going through. My biggest fear is someone going through my pictures on my phone. Not because there's anything too bad, but if they saw like a screenshot of, I don't know,
WhatsApp convo or
the Queen, like with her corgis, people would be like, "Why the fuck has Ella got weird stuff like that?" Like, I haven't got anything massively bad.
But everyone does.
Someone recently wrote in to say that they kept a diary of like people they had slept with on their phone. Saying something similar, are you?
No, honey, how many pages have you got?
Like, she's not got enough gigabytes.
I haven't. No, I was going to start to do that. And then I stopped because I was like, this is how bad it was. I didn't remember the names.
That's fine.
But it a lot.
That's fine. It's a lot for everyone.
But I did lose my virginity when I was 20.
There's no shame in that.
No. Be proud.
I don't think there's a shame in that. Like, I think if you're sexually active, be proud of it. Look after your sexual health. Make sure it's consensual. No one's getting hurt unless they want to. Then you're fine.
Amen.
There's too much shame about it. Still in the world. Like, I feel like the world's regressing. And I feel like this letter specifically, this guy should not say anything to his partner. Why would you read it? What? Unless you really want to address it, I would. Is this really me? Am I really calculated? But I would like be like, why don't you read me some of your stories? Yeah. I'd be like, I wouldn't be like, I've read your book. I'd be like, you keep writing in that. Should we read some together?
Do you not think this person's partner might have a clue?
Maybe.
Surely you would know.
Left the book out for them to find.
Exactly.
I do think you need to just pick a stance, right? Because you're saying, oh, it's weird, but also I'm turned on by it. Like, pick a side.
Yeah, and it's also, I think they're looking for validation that they're not weird by asking, is it weird? Because I feel like if they're saying, is this weird? And we say, yes, this is weird, then they're going to go, I'm weird. But if we go, no, this isn't weird, then they're going to go, woo, I'm not weird. I can be turned on by my boyfriend wanting to bore my friends.
And which one is your stance? I can't figure out.
I can't figure it out.
What's your stance?
Oh, mine?
Yeah, weird or not weird?
I mean, yeah, it's weird, but we're all a bit weird.
I think it's not weird.
I just think it's weird that your friends are in there. And I just think I don't want my boyfriend sat at home really fantasizing about my friends. And I would be really gutted if then he turned that fantasy into a full-blown fucking Harry Potter-style novel.
Well, yeah. I'm on
Why
the side
Why are you putting
of...
more time into pretending what you're doing with my friends instead of actually getting my clothes off?
Yeah. I'm on the side of I don't think it's weird if it becomes a full book franchise and you make some money from it.
That's not
Do you really
happen,
think that's going to happen from Thank Anon? You.
Depends how good it is.
Anon's not... Welsh Anon is not...
Anon!
Welsh Anon is not going to do it.
Would you like another story?
Yeah.
Another
What's
one.
Your stance on it? Other than making money from
It is a bit weird. No, it is a bit weird. If I found out that you were not just fantasize while my mates, fine, whatever, but to actually fully write them and, you know, I find out that you've been writing them in scenarios like Simon Cowell or whatever, that's weird.
It depends who the celebs are as well. Say the celebs are really fit. Maybe that's the bit that turned them on. But say the celebs like Subo. No really... T. Subo, very talented, but I wouldn't want my boyfriend writing a story about licking Subo's dangly ham or whatever.
Would you rather
it.
That or would you rather Brad Pitt?
I don't like Brad Pitt.
Okay, someone fit you fancy.
Yeah, if he was writing it about Nathaniel from Math, no, I'm joking.
Do you think he's fit?
I think he's conventionally attractive, but he's someone that gives me the ick. Can I say that? We follow each other, it. I feel really bad.
Follow him. No, please unfollow him.
No, I'm not like that. You're from the school of reality telling. I know I am, but I don't get into the unfollow-follow business because I'm like... I don't want to give someone the satisfaction of knowing that you've upset me. I'd rather you, as long as you know, you're not on my mind.
Yeah, I just mute people.
I mute people. I've got someone from my season muted.
I don't realize I've got over 100 people muted on my Instagram.
I'll tell you after these cameras and these microphones are on.
Right, next story. So... You ready?
Your big lips, I can't tell. Your lips are so fucking big, I don't know.
Me and Ella are trying to just mouth to each other.
Okay, you ready for the second story?
Yes.
Right, so this one just goes straight in. This one's also anonymous. I mean, we said anonymous. So
another Welsh person.
Another Welsh person. I think it's the same anon.
They're horny in Wales.
I've been dating the most amazing girl for the past year and a half. We're in puppy love. The kind where they're all you can think about and you smile when you think of them. I was shopping for a ring and had been dropping hints that made her smile. We talked about adopting baby names the lot.
Wow.
Then I got a Facebook message today from some guy. He said that he was her brother-in-law and that she had blocked him on Facebook. But could I please pass along a wedding invite, and it would mean a lot if she was there. It turns out she was married before to a guy for years. They bought a house together and they even started thinking about having kids. It later ended in an ugly divorce and she cut ties. It's 5 years of her life that she has literally never mentioned to me. I knew she had dated men in the past. I was totally cool with that. I had also. But why did this remain hidden? It's made me question if I really know it at all. What else has she not told me? What should I do?
She could have been born a boy.
Well... She could have...
No, I'm joking. No, that's wrong. And I know I shouldn't be giving dating advice considering what happened on the show.
So
may
what?
I say? But
so what?
That is bad.
But my initial thought when Sam was reading that letter out then was maybe it's a traumatic time. Maybe it's a self-protection thing. Maybe I'm too nice, but my initial instinct was to kind of go to a defence a little bit and be like, well... Maybe you've only been dating her a year and a half. Maybe it's that traumatic. She's not been able to come to terms with processing it herself yet, let alone discuss it with you.
It has been mentioned it ended ugly. Like,
you know what I mean?
You don't know how ugly that went.
I get the feeling of it. It made me question if I know her really at all. I'm getting the vibe. I don't know. I'm getting that this is two girls or because the way they've written the letter and talk, I've dated men in the past and I was totally cool with that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've got a friend who's dated men for years and now in a lesbian relationship, and I kind of see that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm just joining dots on there, but that's what I'm getting. What's your initial thought? Do you think it's, you said it's bad? Would you feel lied to? Would you feel like, why have you left this? Five years is a long time.
Well, it's a bit like when your partner goes on a night out, you know, has a little flirt with someone, and then you find out a few days later through somebody else, and it's like that whole, why didn't you just tell me? Because the fact you've hidden it from me makes you look more guilty, whereas if you just had the bottle to tell me straight away, listen, it was innocent, I did have a little bit of a flirt, a bit like I did with telling Nathaniel that I flirted massively with JJ.
Well, we saw.
Yeah. but it was a TV show, and I knew he was going to see it anyway. But yeah, that's how I feel. So for me, I would then be thinking, why have I found out through somebody else? And also, I just think it's a real big, like, this isn't just some small thing. Like, this is a massive part of someone's life. I didn't think about what you just said, Danny, about, like, it could be traumatic. But at the same time, if you're with someone and you're talking about having kids and stuff,
and
you're
puppy
pretty,
love.
Yeah, you're pretty serious. So surely you would feel comfortable enough to be open with them about your past.
For me as well, this whole thing, I got a message from some guy. He said he was her brother-in-law. I feel like surely he must have understood who this person was to pass a message on. So for him to say, I'm her brother-in-law, surely you would say, that whole bit feels fishy. To say, oh, hi, I'm such and such's brother-in-law, when you know that they're now dating someone else. Who do you think this person you're messaging is to pass the message? There's something fishy going on in general. The whole sitch.
Sometimes family history can be, like, way more complicated than you understand.
Yeah.
It's going back to that whole thing about, like, it being traumatic, potentially. And that element, I think, does line up with maybe it's just so complicated and, like, so difficult for her that she just doesn't want to bring you into
that.
Well,
this person is saying, what should they do? So I feel like, what else has she not told me? I feel like, have they even brought this up with their partner yet?
Yeah.
And I think maybe the advice will go from there. What do you think they should do?
I think the best thing
to do,
obviously mention someone's reached out to me, X, Y, Z, but just give your partner the benefit of the doubt. Do you know what I mean? Don't go in guns blazing, like, why did I not know about 100%. This? Because there could be 100 reasons why they didn't want to. And also, if she has them blocked, she probably hasn't mentioned this to you because she had no intention of being part of that family anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, they've had to reach out to you.
I mean,
I try and catch them out.
To be married before?
I would be like, you know, is there anything that in your past that you feel like I should know? That's how I go about things. I always try and get a shit out of someone before I then go, right, well, that's a fucking lie because I know X, Y, Z. This person just messaged me. So, yeah, personally, I would give them the benefit of the doubt. And then if they don't, I'd start thinking, you're hiding something. Oh, look, conveniently, I've had a message from Sheila, Barry, whoever. Yeah. And they've just said this, so why are you keeping this from me? Like, if you're talking about being really serious with me, why are you hiding something so big? That's pretty big.
Married
that's like
to
me
someone
not telling
for
someone
5 years.
After being with them for 5 years. Like, I should really be telling them.
Yeah.
If I put it like that.
Yeah, I mean,
you've got lovely skin, by the way.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm just going to leave. Sam's going red.
Ella can stay. let's swap out for Billy. Billy doesn't give me compliments.
Okay. And just so you know, you've got shit skin. She's being nice. What should they do? I'm going to go back to the letter. And I think if this is really eating you up, a conversation needs to be had. I'm all for having the awkward conversations that you don't want to have, because I think as humans, we build up in our minds things worse than they are. The outcome is probably, you know, could be an argument. You need to be prepared. This could be traumatic. You need to be prepared. Actually, God, the reason they've not told me is not because I can't trust them and there's other things that they've not told me, and be there for them. Or, yeah, there might be other things that they've not told you. Mm. You need to go into it eyes wide open. And have a combo. I think the best thing to say is to say, hi, I've got a message from Barry Sheila, as Ellen put it. Do you want to tell me about all of that? Because she's going to know who Barry Sheila is.
I do think as well, like, this might be a hot take, but I don't think it's mad to enter a relationship and them not know every single aspect of your life before meeting them. Because the reality is, they've had a whole life before they met you.
Yeah.
A whole life. If it came up, oh, were you ever married before stuff like that? And they said, no. Yeah, that they've outright lie. That's an outright lie. But I don't think it's mad to not know every single thing about a person, because they have lived and a whole life before you.
Yeah, but Sam, to not mention someone's been married, are you kidding me? In the dating stage, honestly, were they not like, also, oh, so if you've been married, like, that would be one of the first questions.
And they're shopping for rings. They're shopping for rings, talking about baby names the lot. You would.
Yeah.
Honestly, Sam. I get it. I'm like, if you want that behind you, you wouldn't mention it. We don't know how bad it's been.
If you're being married to someone, you want to know if they've had a... I've just remembered this bit of the shopping for rings. And if you are... Sorry, am I doing a 360? I feel like if you're shopping for rings, there should be an appropriate time to be like, well, even if you didn't want to bring it up, you could be... Well, last time I was getting one of these rings. Yeah. And you'd be like, last time... There could have been a way. There could have been an easier way of just dropping it in. Listen, it was traumatic. I don't want to speak about it, but I was married for a while to a man. No. I mean, maybe it's as simple as they were just scared that being married to a man, and now they're not with a man, that you would reject them. Maybe it comes from this fear of rejection or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I just think a nice, easy convo needs to be had that's not loaded, that's not... I disagree with you, Ella, in the sense of I wouldn't try and catch them out.
But I don't know, that does sound quite fun.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if there's a camera crew there and it's going to make great telly. But if it's just you and this person, you want it to work, I'm thinking, I wouldn't want to feel set up and caught out. I would want to feel like I could approach the reason... And then, you know, you might get an answer that you're not happy with, and then you can go in all gun blazing. Well, actually, I'm not fucking happy with that. It's because you still see him every Friday, is it? Right, well, you're fucking out. Like, you don't know what you're going into, so I think go into it nice and easy.
But where's the trust? What about the trust then? Because I know that's how I would feel. I would be like, so what else are you hiding? And that comes from insecurity for me, because I'm still quite an insecure person.
Mm.
And I would always start thinking... so what else are they hiding? I just know what I'm like. I'd start thinking, I want to go through their phone. Are they seeing anyone else? This is a big secret. This isn't a small thing. Like, to me, anyway, this is quite a big thing.
I agree.
So I know that I know myself enough to be like, what else are they keeping from me? And it's more me. I'm insecure to the point I'd start thinking, it's me. It's something I've done. What else are they hiding from me? Are they seeing someone else? And then I start going in on myself.
It's insincere to the point of nausea. That was a Pete Burns reference.
Oh, I was like, I knew that was a reference.
You triggered me. All right. Well, I think they need to have an honest combo. Keep it light. Keep it cool. See what information you get back, and then process and deal with it on the fly.
That's good advice.
I think that's good advice. Yeah. Ella thinks she should catch him out.
No, guys, don't take dating advice from me, because as you can see, I'm not the person to come
to. I think she should live stream it on TikTok.
Yeah, basically. No, I think you should have the conversation. And just say, yeah, what I've had this message come through. What is this? But I think in the moment I'd be so angry, yeah. I'd start shaking. It would all come out wrong.
Okay.
Now, Ella, we've left space for you to bring your own confession.
And then we're going to nominate a goddess.
Not to hype it up, but when Lady Bushra and Amir were on here and they brought a confession, that was possibly the most dramatic confession we've ever had.
So
there was a whole Netflix documentary planned about it.
They took weed edibles. Lady Bushra, fab drag queen.
Oh, okay.
First South Asian couple to ever get married in Bradford. They've got a fabulous Don't You Love Me podcast. Check it out. I think they were on fairly recently. I don't remember the week. Could have even been last week. Who knows in the world of podcasting? But they basically told us about when they took a weed edible and then the police was called in Canada and they missed a flight.
So does it have to be something to do with a relationship?
No, I haven't had many.
Any confession?
It can be like, I've never told anyone, but when I was six, I did something to my brother. Not like... Weird.
I think I've embarrassed myself enough already. These are from my dad, so they're not going to be too bad. Bless him, met loads of celebrities, dad.
What a raunchy confession.
Oh, this one's quite funny. Me and my brother were going to LA a few years ago, and we basically went to the airport and all these people were staring at me. This was years ago. and they were asking me for pictures. And at the time, I didn't know why. They all thought that I was a celebrity, so I pretended to be Lauren Pope off TOWIE and was like, yeah, guys, because I wanted to know where they all thought they knew me from. Yeah. And I was walking around with my Birkin bag from my mum, looking like this, like, I don't know, A-lister. I wasn't. Looking back now, I look terrible. And these people were coming up and asking for pictures. The more people that came up, the more people that were like, oh, who is she? Let's go and ask for a picture. Ross, my brother, was going along with it completely. He was like, yeah, I'm her celebrity hairstylist. And they were like, oh, yeah, I recognise her, but I can't remember what from. They didn't know who the fuck I was, but they were just, like, trying to figure out where I was from. And I just went, yeah, I'm from the Only Way is Essex. My name's Lauren. So I fully pretended to be Lauren. So that's a weird story.
Can we just stop? Is this real? You have impersonated Lauren Pope.
Yeah.
We're just going with that. We're just going to go with that. This has been a really unhinged, crazy podcast. But this is why I like reading other people's dilemmas and problems, because I get to know people on a whole new level. You are definitely the gossip queen of the week.
Hands
down. Do you think?
Definitely. Yeah. Gossip goddess, gossip queen, whatever we're calling it.
Never.
Damn, no. Okay, good. This has got to stop. I did say I was a flirt, but I will stop.
I'm going to let you flirt. I'm gonna read this final piece of script. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a lunch break. I'm gonna go to another building and leave you two in the canteen. But in the meantime, if you guys want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, a funny story, or anything else, what Ella?
Camp and crazy
and cuckoo. You can get in touch by emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com.
You can DM us on Insta @gossipgazepod.
Yes, and you can even get in touch via WhatsApp. You already know that, though. Text, voice notes. Do what you want to do. If you want to remain anonymous, just say. If your name is Anon and you're Welsh, just say. We would never out you. We can even disguise your voice. How can they find the number, Ella?
So if you head over to... Is that the bit? Yeah. Oh, God, sorry. Head over to this episode's description to find out more.
Yep.
And please, please, please don't forget to give us a glowing 5-star rating and a review.
Yes. And we'll be back Monday with a brand new bonus. We've given you so much teasing already about maths. But we're going to be talking more about maths and getting to know Ella just a little bit more.
On a deeper level.
Give
Nathaniel what he wanted.
Give it to me instead of Nathaniel. I'm just as much of an attention seeker and I don't look half as hot. But for now, thank you to producer Lucas. Thank you to producer Sam. Thank you to my co-host for the day, Ella. I like this when one of us is off. Who's the next co-host going to be? I don't think anyone's going to fill your shoes, but we'll find out next time one of us decides to pull a sickie. But for now, we'll see you and we'll leave you with this. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.